I hope that Surya Narayan, who was so kind to give us shelter for 1 month, will somehow appear in cold Germany also and heat up the Vaishnava bodies so that it will not be so cold for you. Mm. But even if it is cold outside, let us have a festival which will make us warm inside. Then we can tolerate it a little bit more. I know how the festival will run, Hare Krishna Sridham. Certainly I know all the details, but Shrishtikata and Gaura Bhavani will lead us all through the program. And I only know this much that at this stage, that now I will give a lecture on the heartbeat of Krishna consciousness. Bang, bang, bang. This is my subject this evening, the heartbeat of Krishna consciousness. And tomorrow we will celebrate Nityananda's appearance day. And there are many, many devotees who will be initiated this time. Ooh, it's a very much many. This initiation ceremony will take place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that's important for you to know. Okay. So we will start now. Syama Priya is like Ganesh. Ganesh without Sanskrit knowledge. It's a very nice verse which we will read today. Many of you know the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
You can see I'm so enthusiastic about my subject matter that I forgot to sing Jai Radha Madhava. This is a good sign for a lecturer. He must be burning with enthusiasm to talk about his subject. But nevertheless, we should sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava Kunyami Hani. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Raja Jana Janjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Janjana. Yamuna
Ramakiravanachari. Ramakiravanachari. Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopaya
Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopaya
Jayananda Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopaya
Gopal, Gopal,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Louder, please.
His divine grace, he love each other of his devotees. What do they do? Please listen very carefully, as this might enlighten you deeply in Krishna consciousness. The program of the devotees is introduced in the Gita by Lord Krishna. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So they chant, they endeavor with great determination, they bow down before Krishna, and that's the program. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. Peng, you are a Mahatma. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He's always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod, not a human being, that is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari. In any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Namada Shri Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I think when you read this verse, the verse talks about Mahatmas. And in the beginning, you might think, does this have anything to do with me? Because you don't feel maybe like a complete Mahatma. I mean, how does it sound? Mahatma Raj Mohan. It sounds unusual, isn't it? We know Mahatma Gandhi, but Mahatma Srishtikarta, you know. We love Srishtikarta, but would we call him Mahatma so easily? We would watch him, and then we would, I'm sure after 3 days, we would call him Mahatma Srishtikarta. But it would be unusual. So here in this verse, if you continue to read the purport, you begin to understand that Prabhupada actually wants to convince us to become Mahatmas. He says, anywhere one can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder, that's most of us, or a sannyasi, that's not so many of us, or a brahmachari, that's some of us, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. It seems that this is Prabhupada's program for us, because he would not have said, all the ashrams and anywhere in the world, not just in India. He would have, if he would not have us in mind, he would say, well, only very special people can become Mahatmas. Maybe those who are born in Brahmanas families in India can become Mahatma. No, but Prabhupada doesn't say something so exclusive. He opens up the idea of becoming Mahatma and invites everyone from Germany, Croatia, Serbia, Switzerland, Iceland, Antarctica, South Pole, North Pole, everyone. And because I think Prabhupada has this open invitation to us, we should at least theoretically be ready to think, how could this be possible that I become a Mahatma? We should theoretically engage in this intellectual question, how could it become possible? Well, a secret in this is the goal. Nitya Yukta, Krishna says in the verse. These devotees want to attain Yukta. Yukta means a connection, an association with him. They actually want to live with God. This is the goal of the Mahatma. They want to live with God. They want to be with him. Prabhupada at other times has said, they want to dance with him. They want to eat with him. They want to play with him and drink with him also. Yamuna water and other such things. If you look at this desire from the point of philosophy, then this is called the transcendentalist orientation. There are many philosophers, and this is the transcendental orientation. They want to attain a spiritual world. This is their desire. And now comes how they fulfill this desire. Satatam kirtayanto mang. They chant Krishna's names. Our movement has been called the Hare Krishna movement. It's very, Prabhupada wanted this, that we chant Krishna's name. And satatam means there should be no restriction of time and place. Everywhere they do this, even in the buses of North Germany and the train stations and so on. Satatam kirtayanto mang means no restriction of time or place. Another quality of the Mahatma is yatantas cha. He endeavors, and how does he endeavor? Well, he takes certain vows in his life, like for instance to follow Ekadasi or to chant a fixed number of rounds. You will see tomorrow there will be a very sacred moment where I think all of us will stop breathing. It's such a momentous moment when the devotees will give their vows at a very sacred occasion, the occasion of their initiation. You know? This is important for a person who wants to reach the spiritual world. He will do kirtan, or he will chant Krishna's name without restriction of time and place. He will actually want to chant always Krishna's name. And he will endeavor by taking certain vows, which will help him, even at a time when the modes of nature become a little close and he feels not so enthusiastic to act. Then a very the next quality of the Mahatma is Namasyanta. He bows down to Lord Krishna and the devotees. There are examples of devotees who bow down to 1,000 Vaishnavas a day. Namasyanta means to bow down, to practice humility. And Namasyanta, cha means etc. and so on in German, in English language. They do other limbs of devotion. Then another quality of the Mahatma is he will come slowly to a level where he becomes steady in his acts. First, the devotee who advances in Krishna consciousness will become steady on the bodily platform. You know, he will always be there. He will eat the proper things always. He will be on the bodily platform, active in the service. And you know, this will be always there. The next stage, when it comes a little bit more intense and you become more advanced, your mind begins to think of Krishna always. You will never be interested to think of Maya. And you become steady on your social and spiritual level as well, solely to please Krishna. So, yes, this is an explanation, a traditional explanation of this verse. And now I will give a little untraditional explanation of the verse. I will ask a question and will try to answer. This is also traditional, but I will, what I meant with untraditional, I will give a little bit, you will see a little bit of my own thoughts shining forth. This was just quotations from the purport and from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which I repeated more or less, but because you all have come to a festival in Krishna consciousness and you want to hear what does Sachinandan Swami think at this moment, in what does he want to give us as something more personal. I want to give you both a very traditional explanation, because that's very, very powerful, but also something which is a little digested of personally. When we hear this verse at this stage of time, it appeals very much to new devotees. To old devotees, they, when they are very advanced in Krishna consciousness, they become ecstatic hearing this verse. And for some of us, older devotees, we feel, yes, this is a very high ideal. I will think about it again in 30 years. now I will be a realist. I'm not a Mahatma. Come on. And I can't act on this platform always. There are different reactions to spiritual texts according to the understanding or the life in which you live. Today I want to try to give you an understanding which will help you to bring this verse to life in your life. Either if you're a new devotee who is very enthusiastic, or if you are an old devotee who is still very enthusiastic, or if you are an old devotee who thinks about issues and he feels, please say something to make me enthusiastic. Any devotee who comes to our movement needs to understand what type of movement this is. What is the heartbeat of the Krishna consciousness movement? And I think the easiest way for this difficult question, the heartbeat of Krishna consciousness, what makes it exactly work? The easiest way is to go to the founder of this movement, at least in the Western world, Srila Prabhupada, and hear from him what he thought when he made this movement and why he called it the way he called it. By Krishna's mercy and the mercy of the computer, we have found a very interesting quotation by Srila Prabhupada where he says, from where he got this idea to call us the International Movement for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada said, I will not quote him. He tells us how we can come to the stage of, let me find the Sanskrit, Nitya Yukta, to be in Krishna's association. He says, somehow or other, due to your eagerness, you will see Krishna. That is the only qualification. In another poetry, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Labhyate means he attains. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. I have taken this from this word Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. This is the actual translation in Sanskrit. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mahi. So Rupa Goswami says that this Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam. Purchase it immediately. And Prabhupada makes a whole discussion now. Where is it available? It is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. And what is the price, please? Price? It is such a nice thing. When Prabhupada used to say, it's such a nice thing, we would all think, yes, he feels it. It is such a nice thing. You have to pay price. Yes, there is a price. What is that price? Prabhupada says, Tatra lolyam ekalam mulyam. Simply your eagerness. That is the price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, it's very pragmatic. The Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free. And he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. So, Srila Prabhupada talks more on eagerness, but let us stop for a moment in our thoughts and let us think deeply. Okay, Prabhupada says you can obtain Krishna, but you have to pay the price. And he identifies the price. It's not coins or gold. It's not even big achievements. It is a certain inner attitude, which he defines as lolyam. Lolyam means eagerness. You have to be very eager. Eager means you have to really want it. Please think about deeply. It's not that you have to be super qualified. A very unqualified person, if he is rich in eagerness, if he really wants it, can purchase Krishna. This is what Prabhupada is saying. This is a very intense point, and Prabhupada knows this, that many will not believe him, so he will tell us a story. This is an illustration that of someone who was not very qualified, but who was eager. And I've also pasted this in my notebook so that you can feel encouragement. There is a story in this connection. It is very instructive. Try to hear. So we will open the window a little bit so that it's easier to hear. Try to hear, he says. It seems it's very important for Prabhupada. He really wants us to listen to this. And that how an unqualified person could get Krishna by just being very eager. One professional reciter was reciting about Bhagavata, and he was describing that Krishna, being very highly decorated with all jewels, he is sent for tending the cows in the forest. So, there was a thief in that meeting. So he thought that, why not then go to Vrindavan and plunder this boy? He's in the forest with so many valuable jewels. I can go there and catch the child and take all the jewels. That was his intention. He was very serious that I must find out that boy. Then in one night I shall become millionaire. So much jewelries. So he went there. His qualification was that I must see Krishna. I must see Krishna. That anxiety, that eagerness made it possible that in Vrindavan he saw Krishna. He saw Krishna the same way as he was informed by the Bhagavata reader. Then he saw, oh, you are so nice boy, Krishna. So he began to flatter. He thought that flattering, I shall take all the jewels. Prabhupada laughs. So when he proposed his real business, so may I take some of your ornaments? You are so rich. No. My mother will be angry. I cannot. Krishna is a child. So he became more and more eager for Krishna. Then, by Krishna's association, he had already become purified. Then at last Krishna said, all right, you can take. Then he became a devotee immediately because by Krishna's association. Some of you who have visited my lectures know I have told this story at great length in the hopes to encourage all of you that if even a thief can get Krishna, I also must get Krishna. And as when I had finished telling the stories about four times, devotees came to me and said, this story is so nice. And I thought, I mean, can I really believe this story? I like to tell stories, but really. And then in Mumbai, I met one devotee, and he convinced me that this story is true. This devotee is such a nice devotee, and he told his story. His story was that he was an orphan. Do you know what is an orphan? The parents, mother and father, did not want to have to do anything to do with him, and they more or less put him on the streets of Mumbai. I have just been on the streets of Mumbai. It's an adventure, but I was sitting in a car and I could see just the streets of Mumbai. Oh, one day one must write a poesy about the streets of Mumbai. They are very, very intense. Life is going on there. So he became a thief, and he was very often in the prison. A young criminal, very intense criminal. No one knew what to do with him. No one loved him. One day when he was in the prison, he found in the prison box a Back to Godhead magazine. I believe it was in Hindi, it's some Indian publication. And he looked at the cover and he saw Srila Prabhupada having a wristwatch, which was a little better than the wristwatch which you ordinarily see on the streets of Mumbai. And then this person thought, well, he has a very good wristwatch. When I get out of prison, I will find him and steal his wristwatch. He's a sadhu, it will be easy, he will not notice it, especially when he chants or does something like this. And I will sell it on the black market. It's very nice. So this is actually what he did. When he came to the temple, he was not interested in anything. I mean, the street children of Mumbai, they are tough and heavy. He was maybe 16 years old. Er war mit allen Wassern gewaschen, wie man sagt. All waters had washed him. And not Ganga water, not Yamuna water, but all human experiences which you can imagine. And he was desperate. He was bitter. He was not loved. So he told us how he met Prabhupada. Finally, and how he only had eyes for his wrist, you know, where the wristwatch was. And how he stayed in Prabhupada's association for some time. He just waited for the association to steal the watch from Prabhupada. He also did service, cleaning the temple. And it was very much in the beginning. Prabhupada, he one night called him, and he said, "I have to translate the books, but the dogs are a little loud this night. Could you please take a stick and drive out the dogs?" Boy, 17 years old, looked at Prabhupada. He was up. He really was working hard. There was a very intense mood of concentration. And he again was asking something. You write books in the night? You do not sleep? No, said Prabhupada. I must write these books to please my spiritual master. People are so much in ignorance, they must get this divine knowledge of Mahaprabhu. And the boy said, okay, I will chase the dogs away. and he went downstairs and chased the dogs away. Prabhupada, he called him up and said, you did a very nice job. Can you chase the dogs away the next night also? You mean you will also translate in the night, next night? It was in Hindi, the conversation. Yes, said Prabhupada. So a kind of interesting relationship developed between the thief and his victim. After 2 or 3 days, Prabhupada called this boy again and said, do you want my wristwatch? And the boy felt a little, yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada just gave it to him. The boy is now a devotee, a very old devotee. And he said, I'm only good for one thing, to take a stick and chase the wild dogs of Juhu land. And I'm still doing it out of love for Prabhupada. He was the first one who loved me. And I'm bound to his affection. So, and he talked very nicely. There was a reunion, I think you must have heard. And he talked very nicely, and I only can say so much. He talked with so much love and affection of Prabhupada. In the language of a thief, he is still and he was, we just felt Prabhupada was present somehow or other. So, I just wanted to say, he had some eagerness to be with Prabhupada and he was purified. This point of having eagerness is really the deciding factor of if you will make it in Krishna consciousness or not. Lolyam, eagerness is the only price to get Krishna. And there's a very nice consideration by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know, Krishna does not demand the highest qualifications of his devotees. This is so because Krishna is merciful. There is a verse which I think you all know by now. It's in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It happens to be the most encouraging verse for me in my spiritual life. Krishna is very merciful about his devotee. He says, Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mang ananya bhak sadhu eva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. He says, even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. He may not, in other words, have attained very big qualifications, but he is determined. And Krishna looks at this determination. Now Arjuna gets into a crisis when he hears this. You mean, Krishna, when a devotee does something bad, I mean, he is considered to be a saint? I mean, how does this make any sense? I mean, devotees should be highly elevated people. And Krishna becomes very, very determined. He says, Arjuna, you must understand, if someone is engaged in my service with determination, he is considered to be a saint, even if he has some slips. Then Arjuna gets, it's really a crisis for his understanding. He says, My dear Lord, what will people think about you and your devotees when this is your standard? And Krishna answers his question, Arjuna, you take mridanga and kartals and you go out into the world and you describe that someone who is engaged in my service is a saint, even if he makes mistakes. And you will see people will worship you as their guru. They will be very satisfied to hear this. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, now, because it is an intense point, explains this a difficult point to understand, why Krishna says this is so. Even a sadhu who commits mistakes is considered saintly if he is properly situated, if he is determined to reach the goal. He gives a very nice illustration, and I think if you hear this carefully and attentively, you will understand Krishna's logic. And I think you will appreciate the logic, and you will say, very good, very good, very good. I have a chance. I can do it. The logic is like this. When someone is diseased and he takes medicine, there is still the fever going on. But because he takes the medicine and continues taking the medicine, for sure the medicine will act and he is as good as healthy. For instance, you can see Olaf here, who is Olaf only for a few more days, so maybe Olaf can just rise so that you can see a person who will soon change his name, please. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Olaf. Olaf had a disease, a common cold, and I said to you, I have the medicine for you. Please take it, and you will see you will become healthy. And I gave him this Vic Vaporub, the ideal medicine for a common cold. And he applied it, and when he was applying it already, he was as good as healthy. One could see it. He was smiling. He was smelling like Vic Vaporub, the incarnation of Vic Vaporub. And he religiously applied Vic Vaporub for some time. And now he looks healthier. I hope you don't. You are healthy, I hope. So this is when someone is taking to Krishna consciousness and is properly determined to do this, then we must consider him a saint. Only some time is separating us before he visibly and obviously shows this the qualities, this qualities of a devotee. Therefore, when we hear the enumeration of the lists, there is a list of what are the qualities of a devotee. He's poetic, he is kind, he doesn't eat more than necessary, and so on. We begin to think, oops, really? But then we come finally to one quality. It's quite low on the list. I mean, down on the list, not low on the list, down on the list. It says, if a devotee takes shelter, Krishna Sharanagata, something like this. I just don't. Krishna Sharanam, something. He takes shelter in Krishna. And it is explained that this is the main quality. When you have this quality, to take shelter of Krishna, or as we hear here, if you are situated in the determination, or another way to say it, endeavoring with great determination, or another way to say it, if you have lolyam, the eagerness, then from this medicine, from this qualification, all the other things will come. The art in life is to keep your heartbeat strong, that is, to keep your lolyam strong. It is not that at the beginning only lolyam is necessary, and at the middle it is not so necessary. You have to keep it alive and strong, this eagerness to get Krishna. And by this qualification, you will come into Krishna's association. Do you understand? This is all the it's the same point. Bhakti is not dependent like yoga, jnana and so on these big achievements. If someone wants it very eagerly, he has to get it. This reminds us of the of the foundation of bhakti. What is the foundation of bhakti? Shraddha. Shraddha, if you follow the advancement of a devotee, has to increase and come to what is nishtha. Nishtha means firm faith. It's not that only at the beginning you should have faith to enter the association of devotees. No, throughout your lives, you must develop your faith in such a way that it's always stronger, always more, always alive and well, pulsating and vibrating in you, going through your veins and your brains, and so on. Then you can be successful in devotional service. Your faith will be tested, just like your enthusiasm and eagerness will be tested. But if you learn how to keep the eagerness to be with Krishna alive in your faith, then you will be able to make it. I feel that sometimes devotees, they have faith in the beginning, but after some time, their faith goes down when a person in the movement does something wrong, or the institution is not so 100% good, and so on. I'm always totally amazed and say, what does this have to do with your Krishna consciousness, which is based on eagerness and Shraddha? I just can't understand this. We should know that our eagerness for Krishna will be tested, and it's good because Krishna wants only eager devotees. I mean, he does not want any devotee who's weak in his eagerness, because he won't make it in the spiritual world. He will want to go to... it's clear. I don't want to give an example. So let us today, at the beginning of this festival, it is called the Ani... there's a word for this. You have a festival before the festival. Krishna, I don't know. Adivas, the Adivas. Let us think today, how will this festival help me to develop my eagerness for Krishna? That I become again alive with this eagerness. I must get Krishna. This is very important for me. I want to have him, and so on. And Krishna will become purchased by you. Even if you have not the best motives and so on, if you keep on associating with Krishna, you will certainly make it and become very enlivened. I want to read to you something about motives. And Hari Bhakti Shododaya, Dhruva Maharaj, is looking back in his life to the point in time when he went into the forest to meditate and try to get Krishna. He wanted to get Krishna because he wanted to get a kingdom from him. But after he had seen Lord Krishna, he prayed, Stana bilashi tapasi stitoham Tvam praptavang deva munindra guyam kacham vichinvan api divyaratnam swami kritatosmi varam nayache. The medicine had worked, and now he is very healthy and looks back to his unhealthy motives, which And he said, "Oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penances and austerities. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you." He was satisfied. The medicine had worked. Why? Because he kept his eagerness alive to see Lord Krishna. And as we have heard, that is the only price, this eagerness. Now you might say, "Sachinanathwar, please, is it really so simple? I mean, I have got eagerness, otherwise I would not have traveled here. I mean, it was expensive." Prabhupada speaks about this eagerness so that we think again about our own eagerness. That is wanted, he says, tatra lolyam, oh eagerness, I have got an eagerness. Oh, it is not so easy. Tatra lolyam ekalam mulyam janma koti sukritea nalapyate. This eagerness cannot be achieved even by pious activities for millions of births. If you simply go on doing pious activities, no, there's not enough. Because if you still this eagerness is not awakened. My dear devotees, this eagerness to come to Lord Krishna cannot be awakened so easily by your own activities. You need to follow the example of great devotees. Either the great liberated devotees like the gopis, we hear about their activities and how they ran in the middle of the night to meet Krishna and it left everything behind just to meet and be with Krishna. Even what is most difficult, the reputation. I think the last thing a devotee is attached to is my good reputation, my good name. I've given up everything, but I want to be at least that no one, you know, thinks I'm a nonsense, you know, I want to be appreciated. So they even gave up this very heavy desire to just be with Krishna. And so we hear about this. I will not talk about this in great detail now, but later there will be. Or the eagerness comes when you meet a nice devotee. And follow him. And I want to help you a little bit by reading to you something. Oops. Where Prabhupada talks about the difference between the material and the spiritual world. And I feel by just hearing this, how such a great devotee talks about the spiritual world, you will become very attracted and become quite eager for Krishna. Prabhupada gave this purport, and he describes in the purport the difference between the material and the spiritual world. He says, "For iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted toward Krishna is natural. And therefore the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other cowherd boys, the gopis like Shrimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, the beasts, the cows and calves are attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens are attracted. Flowers and fruits are attracted. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. I think some of you were at the Govardhan seminar and we heard how Yamuna Mai comes with her waves and brings lotus flowers and necklaces to Krishna. And the land is attracted, the sky is attracted, the trees are attracted, the plants are attracted, the animals and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. And just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is the material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. Then Prabhupada speaks about the person who was most attracted by Maya, Hiranyakashipu. His name even meant gold and soft bedding for sense gratification. And then Prabhupada, he concludes, Hiranyakashipu therefore needed purification. Hare Krishna. I think it's so nice to hear this. And to allow ourselves to be attracted by Krishna. Prabhupada once also said, we only have one problem. We don't accept Krishna. This is our only problem. How to accept Krishna? That is your purpose. So in this festival, we want to work on this eagerness by being together with all these wonderful devotees who have come. Thank you so much. Just already so ecstatic to be in your association. And we want to hear tomorrow about Lord Nityananda until our hearts burst with ecstasy. We want to sing and we want to dance and we want to laugh and we want to cry and be touched by the spiritual energy moving our hearts, increasing our spiritual vibrations of happiness and devotion for Krishna. This is supposed to become a festival of happy sadhu sangha, and there will be also surprises, and which I don't know about. I don't know if I could successfully bring my point over to you. It's not difficult to be Krishna conscious, to come to Krishna, to stay in Krishna consciousness. If you just are living your life in such a way that your eagerness for Krishna can increase, then you will get Krishna. Even if it is not in the very beginning so extremely qualified, because we are ordinary, insignificant people. It will become something wonderful. So Hare Krishna, I want to end here. Thank you very much for giving me the chance to talk about the heartbeat of Krishna consciousness. Let the heart always beat, and strongly it should beat. That means the eagerness should always strongly beat. When there's some weakness, drink some tomato juice. I heard this is the best for heart problems. Or do something, exercises and so on. And do something when the heart gets weak. It's serious. When the eagerness goes weak, it's like the heart goes weak. It is not good. You cannot oversee it. You have to do something about it. We need to go into the association of devotees again and talk and see and become inspired. Hare Krishna, I want to end here. Let us see if there are some questions. It's a simple point, so you have all memorized it good. Then I also don't want to go too long, because we are not wanting to go to bed too late. I think that Shishtikata and Gaura Bhavani, will you make some announcements now of Gaura Bhavani?